We're going to start the Maimon from the end. Kiminhogenu. On page Samach, the Rebbe says, I was thinking as I was preparing that this Franin the Shad Emuna, in the middle of the Rebbe, which is the Maimon of Pesach, quote, a machlokes between the Zohar and the Arizal. How do you have machlokes from the Zohar and the Arizal, but as they state the Loshen? About what is Kriyas Yamsuf? One day it says Kriyas Yamsuf is that Bria Tensia were in this Ale and Atzilus, and the other day it is that Kriyas Yamsuf is that Atzilus was Nimshich and Tibriya Tsirnasir. Was it the Bnei Yisrael Hochu Bayabosha Besech Hayom or Besech Hayom Bayabosha? Bayabosha Besech Hayam means how Yabosha is raised up into Yom. Besech Hayom Bayabosha, how in the Yabosha you have Amadiskali, you cast in Amadiskali. So here we have a similar idea. When we ask the question, what's the purpose of creation? There's two inyanim, right? Everybody knows this. We've talked about this many, many times. Why did the Eibishter create the world? To connect Elokus with the world, right? But in connecting Elokus with the world, there's two possibilities. In connecting the world with the Eibishter, there's two possibilities. Number one, the world becomes Ois. The world is raised up and ceases to be Eilam Lashon Hela, becomes Omer Elokus. And number two, that the world becomes a Kli. That Elokus is Nimshach into the world. And I believe it's very similar to this idea. And he brings, this is classic ideas. He mentions Teir Pashas Miketz, if you look in Order 29. He brings the Pasuk, Arimim Chalakai HaMelech. Arimim Chalakai HaMelech bePashtus means that you're raising up Chalakai HaMelech. Arimim Chalakai HaMelech, I'm going to raise you up, Chalakai HaMelech. So it's brought in Chassidus that there's two taichin to the Pasuk, Arimim Chalakai HaMelech. One taich narimim chalakai melech means you're going to raise up the elokus of the world into atmos, and the second taich narimim chalakai melech means you're going to be mamshich the reimimus of the Eibishter into elokai melech. In other words, there's a world, and the world exists only from a ha'ara. In other words, the investment of the Eibishter in the world is very, very small. The amount of energy of the Eibishter which is invested into the world is very, very little. And that Alamim Chalakai Melech means you want to add to the world more Elokus. And in adding to the world more Elokus, there's two possibilities. One possibility is that you are raising the world up into Elokus. Alamim Chalakai Melech means the Elokus of Elam is being raised up into Atmos. Or the second taich is that Arimimcha, the Madreg of Elokus, which is in the state of Reimimus, is Nimshach into Elokai HaMelech, is Nimshach into the world. These are two Eifanim. Are you bringing the world up into the Eibishter, and the worlds are in effect becoming Ois, or are you bringing the Eibishter into the worlds? In other words, that in the world you shouldn't have only a Ha'ara, you should have also Atmos. And he connects it to Yachid Chayelamim Melech versus Melech Chayelamim. And if I understand it correctly, and I could be wrong, Yachid Chayelamim Melech means Atzmos. Yachid means Atzmos is removed. Chayelamim, the Chayis of the world, is only for Malchus. And Melech Yachid Chayelamim means that you want to be Mamshech into the world, not just Malchus, but Yachid. In other words, the world exists from shame, from ha'ara, as the Rebbe calls it. The shtikel arichas here about shame, it's not negel ha'atmos, and so forth and so on. In other words, the Eibish's investment in the world is very, very peripheral, it's very, very, very small. And Melech Yochid Chayelam means to be mamshach atmos into the world. This is a very sages dikazach. Is it about raising the worlds up, or is it about bringing the Eibish down into the worlds? There's so many examples for this, okay? Shabbos and Yom Tov. Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah. Special days versus ordinary days. Shabbos is the worlds are being raised up. Tainuk. Yom Tov is Simcha. Godliness is being brought down. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is called Shabbos Shabbos. The ultimate raising up. Mashiach and Rosh Hashanah is bringing Elokus down. When Azayz Echad in the Vachan and Shabbos. Regular days is bringing the Eibishter into Tachtoinim. Special days is raising the world up into Elokus. Or to say it differently, when a person learns, he's bringing Elokus down. When a person davens, he's raising himself to the Eibishter. When a person learns and davens, he's raising himself to the Eibishter. When he's doing Hanik by Milik Derecheret, he's bringing the Eibishter into his life. There's a million examples for this. Many, many examples. What's the end of creation? To raise the worlds up, bring the Eibishter down. And of course, the answer is both. You have to have a combination of the world becoming battle telekus by being raised up in telekus, and bringing elikus down into the world by shining godliness, which is outside of the world, into the world. And I have an itch. And my itch is that it seems to me that this is really a difference between the Kabbalah. Sham Shitas and Kabbalah see that the end of creation is that the worlds are raised up. But according to the Shita of Adam Kabbalah, the Kavana is not to destroy the worlds within godliness, but to be Mamshech Elikus into Elimus. So the Rebbe says, this is the difference between the candles in the Beis HaMikdash and Shabbos candles on the one hand, and the Chanukah candles on the other. We know what candles are. What are candles? Candles on the Shalom Yisrael. Who lights the candles? Aaron HaKohen lights the candles. Why does Aaron HaKohen light the candles? Aaron HaKohen lights the candles because it's possible for a Jew not to be in touch with his own candle. You're a Yid, you have a Yiddish and a Shama, and he says, although there are seven different types of Jews, every single Jew is a Lakus, and Neid Avayinish Masadim, the Tevah HaNeid, the nature of fires, he wants to go back to its source and become bottle and the whole thing. Not but then, it becomes difficult. The Yetzer Hara, Lamez Vestadim, we give in to Taivis, and so forth and so on. So you have to have Aaron HaKohen. Aaron HaKohen lights up our Menorah. Not the Pshat Aaron HaKohen creates a connection between us and the Eibishter. Aaron HaKohen simply removes the blockages to the connection that exists between us and the Eibishter, which is our own. And he brings the dogma from Rambam Sof Perek Sheni Pechas Gedish. Now, I don't know if this is true, but I'm just thinking now out loud. This Rambam, the Rambam Sof Perek Pechas Gedish, the Rebbe must have quoted Sof Perek Sheni Pechas Gedish. The Rebbe must have quoted hundreds of times. It's like Kochnam, Yitzvah Usha Tokva, Yitzvah Usha Unse, different Lashainis, Yitzvah Tokva, Yitzvah Unse. Could it be that this is the first time? Is it possible that the first time that the Rebbe quoted this Rambam is here? In other words, is it the Rebbe who connected this Rambam to Yechidisha ben Nefesh? Or is this Rambam quoted in my mind from earlier Rabbeim? I'm just wondering. In other words, do you find before the Rebbe in Chassidus that they bring a Raya to the idea of Yechidisha ben Nefesh? You know, Ayid nishtavil nishtakon, zan abriyat simagat lachait, v'haraya Rambam sof perek shenu v'chazgerish. It's a fun, I don't know. I'm just thinking, perhaps this may be the first time. It's a funny halacha. You have it legabe get, you have it legabe karbonis. And I think you have it also legabe shtar shichr by an eved. You have it in a few places in Teda. The lashon is keifin ei me'achi, keifin ei se'achi emir eitzani. A person doesn't want to do something, and he has to do it. He has to do it. If he doesn't have to do it, it doesn't work. You know, a man is not mechuyev to divorce his wife, and you beat him up until he says, okay, I'll give her a divorce, it's not a kasha to get. But if Teira says he has to divorce his wife, for whatever reason, she's it's alive, but they see with shame to him, he can't live with her. Since Api Teira, he has to give her a get, even though he says, I don't want to, keifenez ha-chemed eitzani, the Teira says, l'tzenei, person has to bring a carbon. He's mechuyev to bring a carbon. Not a carbon nedava, but a carbon mechuyev. Vilanish. Has to be l'tzenei. He has to be in carbon. So you beat the guy till he says reitzani. That's considered a kosher carbon. I say l'tzenei. So the Rambam says, every Jew wants to be mekayim all the mitzvahs. Not over then. Yitzhay tokvah. Yitzhahara bothers him. So if you beat the Yitzhahara up, at the moment when he says reitzani, we don't say that that's the Yitzhahara saying reitzani. We say that that's the Neshama saying reitzani. A minute later, he's going to say, Hezachayim, the only reason I said it was I don't want to get my body beaten even more. And I did it, Pasha, to placate these Meshagoyim who are beating me because I refuse to give in. So I gave in. Okay, you want me to give my wife a get? I'll give her a get. You want me to bring a carbon? I'll bring a carbon. But you should know, I didn't really mean it when I said I want. I did it because you told me to do. Zok Teir, it's a kosher carbon. In a case where Teir is Mechayev him, it only works where it's a chiyuv. If it's not a chiyuv, it doesn't work. And it's a very complicated, this is a very difficult sugya. You know, with the Aguna situation today, men don't want to give women a get. It's not so posh that you can beat a guy up and get him to give a get, because then it becomes a shiloh, it's a kasha to get. It only works in a case where halacha he has to give her a get. So what's a halacha have to give her a get? In what case is a man mechuyev to give his wife a get? You understand what I'm saying? So the get me'usa situation only works in such a case with mechuyev apidin. So the Rebbe brings down, so what's the pshat? The pshat that he wants. No, that he needs a little help. Al derech zeh, the idea of lighting candles. The candles go on the neshamas. And the neshama sometimes gets covered over. And because the neshama gets covered over, it needs a little help. Who provides that help? Aranakein. But there's different types of candles. The candles of the Menorah, the Beis HaMikdash. And the candles of Shabbos raise the Yid up out of the world and connect him to the Eibishter. Says the Rebbe, this way they're done dafka by day. Why? Because that's when Hashem Shemagan of Ayelikim. The light of the Eibishter, the sun, represents Alakuz. So when it's day, the Lashon is Lahales es Hanedis b'mokam ha'er. I would love to know what that means with these words. You have to raise up the candles b'mokam ha'er in a place where there's light. What's meant as b'mokam ha'er? Why is the Menorah in the Beis HaMikdash? And the Menorah of Shabbos done dafka by day because Sai, the even the Beis HaMikdash. And Sai Shabbos, that brings Shabbos. What's Shabbos? Kiloyin, Vayachulu. What does that mean? On Shabbos, the whole world rises up, going away. That's why the candles of Neshek, of Neder Shabbat Kedish Yom Tov, and the candles of the Beis HaMikdash are done by day. The whole idea of Neder Chanukah is not to raise the Nisham up to go out of this world, but to make the Nisham in this world, the Keli Felikus, to bring the godliness down. And since you want to bring the godliness down, that means to say you want to bring the godliness B'mokam HaChayishach, in the place of darkness. That's why Chanukah candles be dafka when it's dark, which is at night. Not only are you bringing the light of the neshama down into the world, but it's a dekalia regel min ashuk. Regel the Rebbe Taitches goes on a mazikin, right? Shuk goes on a shuk. That happened to the prudev, right? The clip, correct? So the means that the Chanukah candles bring the neshama down even to the Rosh Hashanah and even to the mazik to make it a keli for lakus. And then, of course, the Gemara says, "What does it mean at the kali regel menashuk?" And the Gemara says it means at the kali regel Talmudoy. Until you remove the regel, the mazik of Talmudoy. Of course, we know what Talmudoy is. Rashi says in Shas, himself the Shabbos, Talmud was a ummah. Was a nation of people, and they were tagorim, they were merchants, peddlers, and they were out late. Right? And these Talmudoi, as long as they were in the street, you could bench Chanukah licht, mitatpesuminis, and make a bracha. Once it's they've already gone in, it's already too late. So the Rebbe has a gewaldike insight. Vos meint the kari, a rigel de Talmudoi. So he does a little bit of a nigle. And again, I'm wondering how much of this is the Rebbe's and how much of this is the Gerubah for free. What is a meiredes in halacha? The Rikat Amdoit is meiredes. Talmudoit is meiredes. Meiredes is a din of an isha, of a woman, who's meired against her husband. She's rebelling against her husband. So the Rebbe brings a Gemara. The Gemara says, Ein isha kereses bris el misha sakli. A woman makes a kereses bris le misha sakli to one who makes her into a keli. So a meired is the hapach of that. She's not allowing Baila to make her into a keli. Right? That's what a meredes means. She's not allowing Baila to make her into a keli. Says Rebbe, what does it mean, Lamailo? The Eibishter is our husband. And we are supposed to allow the Eibishter to make with us a krisis bris by making us into a keli. And we're not letting. First, main the targ, the kali eriga tarmadoi, and the shama that's a maided in the Eibishter. And his merid and the Eibishter is telling the Eibishter, I'm not going to let you make me into a keli. And of course, the Baal makes the Isha into a keli. The Eibishter is making us into a keli. We're not making ourselves into a keli. We're simply allowing ourselves to become a keli. And the merid says, I'm not going to let you make me into a keli. And he brings the Maimon Chazal, and of course, the Maimonim bring different Ifanim. Here he brings Kli Reikon Machzik. Other Maimonim say, Midas HaKadosh Baruch Kli Moli Machzik. He doesn't bring that over here. Kli Reikon Machzik. The only way you could be makabel is you're a kli reikon. How could you be a kli reikon if you're full of your own deis? Das vilich and das vilich nish. This I agree with, this don't agree with. He says you're full of your own type of tanugim, your own interests, your own priorities. How do you expect to be makabel the baruch of the reibsht? So when a person is a mamid matzav of meided, in other words, he's not accepting the reibsht as his baal. The Ebrish is making him into a keli for lakus. And he expects, mekum the ganze welt, I mean, expecting kol tuv selah. How do you expect to get kol tuv selah if you're not making yourself a keli for the Ebrish? And the teretz is, you have to make yourself into a keli. How do you make yourself into a keli? The ashtikel is bonanus. But you're not his mizboinen. And the Ebrish, you're mizboinen in your own issues. He says, Vosfara ever davaya bistu. You're a servant of the Ebrish, you're full of tavstanugim. This you like, this you don't like. You're not involved in lofty avedis, not involved in low avedis, even in machshava dibur amaisa. Because you're so busy with your own taivis, you have no possibility to become a keli for the Rebishter. And then you expect to get from the Rebishter kultuv. So this is enough to break a person. When a person contemplates, yeah, he's meredis. Bailo, which is the Rebishter, wants to be sent to a keli, umzilosachnisht. Because she also become a keli, how she also become a kabel, and for that second she's expecting kol tov. Stop and contemplate our merida, and realize how we are not allowing the Eibush to make us into a keli. This will break us. But then he has nacha nekud, and the other nekud is that even once you make into a keli, you don't fill it yet with wine. You have to first have shtifa v'hadocha. You have to clean it, and only after you became a keli. And you had shtifa and adocha. Then you could put in wine. What's the wine? His bonanus. But now his bonanus doesn't mean his bonanus and how big a baltaiva I am. His bonanus tak in the maybe. So the say that is chanekelicht is the kal yerigel zamadoi. The idea of chanekelicht is to bring godliness down. And what is licht? Neir avaya nishmas adam. That the neshama may be covered over. And with the keich of chanekelicht, you're lighting up the neshama of a yid. Not that it should go out of this world, that it should become a keli. For a lakus, it should become what an Hashem is supposed to be, even in the place where before you had the inyan of merid. And therefore, chanekelicht is dafke by night. Because since the idea of chanekelicht is to bring a lakus down into the world, make the world a keli for lakus, as opposed to the neres hamikdash and the neres Shabbos kedush, which is to raise the world up, it has to be b'mokam achesha. So you do a dafke by night, because dafka by night you have cheshech, and then you're able to be mevarer klipas, and you mamshech halakus, and so forth and so on. So this is the tenets to the basic kasha in the maimon. How come Shabbos licht and licht in the Beis Hamikdash are by day dafka, and chanukah licht is by night dafka? And the answer is because the process of connecting the halakus with the world, that Rabbim Chalakai HaMelech, has two schemes, has two models, two inyonim. Shabbos licht and the Beis Hamikdash is dafka b'mokam ha'ir, cause ideas to raise up. And Chanukah licht is dafke b'mokam ha'cheshech, because the idea is to bring godliness down into the world. Zokta, but the Rebbe, they're not equal. Well, as we just established two concepts, but the two concepts are not the same. Because to be mamshech elakus is a bigger chiddush than to be ma'ale velt. Making the world a keli for godliness and bringing godliness down into the world is a more difficult thing and a more deep thing and a more purposeful thing, more meaningful thing than to raise the world up. In other words, Chanukah licht, safe kol safe, has an advantage over the Neder licht and the Shabbos licht. Why? Because to raise the world up and tell Lakus like a nice thing, but that's not the Kavanah. The Kavanah is to make the world a keli, but I'm shech Lakus down. And he brings a raya from a very interesting Ramban. We had it in an earlier moment. The Ramban brings on today's Kriyas HaTeira, today's Chanukah, right? Like Vestach. Shalachog, Adam was depressed. Hakim wasn't involved in the Chanukah, the Beis HaMikdash. So he tells him, Eibush, to don't feel. So the Ramban brings a Medrash that says that the Atam Madlag of the Nedis never finishes. Karbonis end when the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed. But the Madlik who made the Basanedis is forever. In fact, the Ramban is not true. When Karbona stopped because the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, so does the Menedah. And for the Ramban, it doesn't mean the Menedah. The Beis HaMikdash just means Nedis Chanukah. And Nedis Chanukah in the Matem Leilum. Sha'ata Madlik who made the Basanedis that the Keich Aaron HaKoyen has, his Milo with other Nasiim, is not the Menedah in the Beis HaMikdash, which raises the world up to a place of Elokus. In other words, it has to be B'mokam Ha'ed. But that it brings godliness down into the darkness, B'mokam Ha'cheshech, this is the Iker Milo of Aaron. And Chanukah Nechta Staka forever. But the Iker Milo of Aaron HaKoyen is that he lights up the Neshamas Yisrael, not in Zman HaBayis, that he lights up Neshamas Yisrael, even in Zman HaGolos. And of course, this is why in Chanukah Licht, you have certain milas. Number one, it's 8 and not 7. Number two, it's a Pesach Beis Mibachutz on the outside. And number three, it's Mailim Bakedish. Those Mailas in Chanukah Licht reflect the advantage of the idea of bringing a Lakus down, even into the darkness, even into Golos, which you don't have in the Beis HaMikdash. But wait. But there's still a diok here. And the diok is that the keach for Chanukah Licht comes from the Neiros in the Beis HaMikdash. Right? He says it's a Befedish. Tzorech al zeh seyua mineiros HaMikdash. Three lines into the mind. Why? If not for the fact that there was a menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, which was desecrated by the Syrian Greeks, and there was an issue with lighting candles, b'shemen tohid, and there was a nest that the shemen lasted for 8 days, they went to Chanukah Licht. The koyach for Chanukah Licht comes from the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. In other words, the beginning of bringing light into darkness is bringing light into Mokam HaOir. So the Chanukah menorah in the Beis HaMikdash is not as deep in terms of fulfilling the kavanah. But the Chanukah menorah in the Beis HaMikdash is the beginning of the lighting of menorah in the Beis HaMikdash is the beginning of lighting the Chanukah menorah. Although the Chanukah menorah, though it takes a keich from menorahs in the Beis HaMikdash, it exceeds it. In other words, Aaron thing is to light up Yiddish and Neshamas. The beginning of lighting up Yiddish and Neshamas is in the Beis HaMikdash. And only because Aaron lights up Yiddish and Neshamas in the Beis HaMikdash, should he also light up Yiddish and Neshamas in Zman HaGolus. So the beginning of Aaron's ability to bring light into the darkness is lighting up the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. But from that comes something which is even deeper.
So if you find my sabbath from the bottom. Okay.
Perhaps. As Dr. Shka has been. But this is what he says. I don't hear you. Fine. I'm not going to disagree. I just want to make it very clear. It doesn't say inside the maimed this. I said it. Okay, the maimed doesn't say you have to have both. I said it. And there's a lot of aspects to it. But in this case, let's say for the sake of argument that Chanukah Licht is avodah of Mesiras Nefesh. Okay? But Mesiras Nefesh is not the only avodah. In addition to Mesiras Nefesh, you also have avodah pnimis. An avodah of Mayach and Lev. And that would be more like the other inyan. Now going back to the beginning in the Maimon, he asks a bunch of questions, right? He asked, I think, five questions. He asked, why is Chanukah Licht different than the Neiros in the Beis HaMikdash, that this is by day and this is by night, this we answered. But he qualified that. Chanukah Licht is midarabonon and kol tikkun darabonon, kein deraisa tikkun. Number three, he said, the whole inyan of Chanukah Licht comes from Shabbos Licht. Number four, he brought a very interesting Gemara. But the Gemara says that the Torah Berakah says that Chanukah Licht goes against the Amud HaEish, which was by night. But the Rebbe Gefrakt, he broke from a Gemara Masechta Shabbos that the Amud HaEish was by night, started before the Shkia. That's a bunch of kashas. And the terrace, all of these kashas is what we just brought. The terrace, all these kashas is what we just brought. That Einoch Hanami, the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash has to be dafke b'mokam ha'er, because its idea is to raise up into the light. Chanukah is a different idea, to bring light into the darkness. Now, I skipped the first half of the Maimon. Sif Beis and Sif Gimel. This Sif Beis, and especially Sif Gimel, is, from what I know, the best hesber on Dirba Tachtonim that I know that exists. I believe that this place where the Rebbe's Mitzayin to this variation. It's a built in Mugad de Gemayimim. But when you want to look for a Hezbir on Vahoyo Vilehem, Medidim, Epon of Yisbarach, this is the only place that I have seen a clear explanation of this idea, Hoyo Vilehem, Epon of Yisbarach. So we have two inyonim. We have a light which shines B'mokam Ha'er to raise up Shabbos candles and the candles in the Beis HaMikdash. You have a light which shines B'mokam Ha'choshech to bring down. And we're saying that the second is greater than the first. How do you know the second is greater than the first? He brings a pasuk. That the pasuk says in Kehelas, Ubo HaShemesh, the sun goes down, which means the sun's gone. Ve'amakoye Shayef, the sun is searching for its source, for its place, Zereach Husham, and it's shining over there. In fact, that this pasuk doesn't make any sense at all. If the sun has gone away, the sun is not shining. What does it mean? Bo Hashemesh, the sun went down, it's no longer shining, and then at the same time it says, Reyahu Sham, it's shining over there. So the Rebbe answers the question. And of course, I'm going to say a little different than the Maimon says it bepashtus, because later on in the Maimon this is brought, in Ora 61. What does the word Sham mean? Say, Reyahu Sham, who knows Anila Deidi? Uvikashta Misham Mesavaya Lekach. Huh? Sham goes in the place of klipas. What's the opposite of sham? Zeh. Zeh is kedusha. This is an deity. Sham is klip. Over there, someplace where the Eibishak V'yachal is not. And that's the pshat in the pasuk. Ubo Hashemesh. The sun has settled in as much as kedusha is concerned. But zereach hu sham. It's shining in makam klipas. And he translates: the sun may have gone down in atzilus. Atzilus is makam oir. But when the sun goes down in Atzilus, it's meir in bia. In other words, that it's not the pshat at the end of Atzilus. Gili Elikus ends, but that the Gili Elikus, which you have in Atzilus, is shining also. In the place called Sham, the Gili Elikus of Atzilus is shining also into the lower world. Fine, big enough chiddush. And then he says something more. V'adarabe, b'tekev hazricha yeser mikamei b'Atzilus. Not only does the sun shine in the lower world, does the Insaf shine in the lower world, like it shines in Atzilus, it shines in the lower world more than it shines in Atzilus. And that's the pshat in this pasuk. The sun sets at the end of Atzilus. And nevertheless, Erechu Shami continues shining, that even the lower worlds, Atzilus, Bria, Tinasia, you have the Gili of Insaf, like it was in Atzilus, and even more than it was in Atzilus. What's the Hasbara Shabbadover? So the Rebbe brings the classic idea of Dira B'Tachtein. Sava Kadosh Baruch Hu Liyaseh Yisbarach Dira B'Tachtein. The Eibishter wants Dira B'Tachtein. Now, Chevre, why does the Eibishter want Dira B'Tachtein? Huh? Of Tavis Kinkashen is finished. Catch full. Right? Everybody knows the first Maimon Samach Vav. Kimaim Rabbein is based on Eira Teiret. Samach Tzedek brings it first. Kimaim Rabbeinu, the Rebbe, Alter Rebbe said, Nesava V'Tavis Kinkashen. Shame. In other words, why does the Eibishter want Dira B'Tachteinim? You can't ask that question because it's not a logical desire. It's Lamay L'Manaseich. There's a problem with that, however. What's the problem with the Sava Kodesh Baruch Hu saying of Tavis Kinkasha? That's not what it says in Tanya. When it says in Tanya, Nesava Kodesh Baruch Hu, the quotes, right? Everybody knows that Nesava Kodesh Baruch Hu Dira B'Tachteinim. He quotes the Medrash, right? The Rebbe Petek Lavav quotes the Medrash. And he gives an explanation. That you can, I'd say, the Kavon Nazil Matzal Yenim, however, Lahem, he didn't make part of his body. In other words, even though we know from some places in the Maimorim and the Sikhs that you cannot ask why for Dira B'Tachteinim. Because Dira B'Tachteinim, by definition, is Lamaylim and Asechel Nesave. Other Maimorim give a Hezber Sikhli for Nesave. In other words, you have two approaches to Dira B'Tachteinim. One is, you can't ask a kasha dira b'tachteinim. It's like, Bola asks, this is what the Eibishter wants. Can't ask any questions. And another Maimonim, they give you actually a reason, a hezber for the sun. How can you reconcile those two things? I don't know. And here the Rebbe gives three reasons. Three reasons why Nesav HaKadosh Baruch Hu is barach dira b'tachteinim. In other words, three logical hezbeidim. Three logical hezbeidim for dira b'tachteinim. And doesn't mention at all the point of Nesav.
More like a raya, the way the Rebbe explains it. It's that, how do I know that it's Tadavka here, not Atzilus, not Bia, because of X, Y, Z?
You give an explanation for a taivet, it ceases to be a taivet. If I want to do something, and you ask me why, and then I don't give you an explanation, and then you sit and follow me around and say, ah, you really did it for this reason, and I say yes, that means I did have an explanation. 3 points. Point number one, because Elam Hazeh is Sof. That's the end. And if it's Sof, you know, Lashon Tanya, Tachten, Shein Tachten, Lamata, Yemenu. It doesn't get worse than this. If this is Sof, it has to be the Kavon. He brings the classic Mashal. If a person does a project with many, many steps, it's the Seif Maiseh, Machshavat Chilu. What you do in the end is what you really wanted. Since Elam Hazeh is the Sof of Ishtalshalos, since Elam Hazeh is the end of the whole creation, then it must be the Kavon. It's a very, very logical argument. Seif Maisa Machshav Atchila makes sense. You're not going to say the Eibishter created the world for Atzilus, but he threw in a bia because he had extra parts, or he didn't want to waste the material. He overstocked, you know, he had leftover materials, so he created a bunch of worlds. That doesn't, you can't say that. If the Eibishter created Tilasir, the Kavan has to be Asir. It's the first argument. The second argument is what it says in Tanya. Again, the first proof, or the first explanation for why we say that the Kavana is Elam Hazeh, is because the last thing he created. If it's the last thing created, it has to be the Kavana. Number two, because Elam Asal Yeinim Avalahem Yeridim Epanav Yizbarah. It's Lashon in Tanya. Atzilus, before it was Atzilus, was included in Kesed. And Atzilus, before it was Atzilus, the way it was included in Kesed is like the light of the sun while it was in the sun, before it departed from the sun. And when the light of the sun was in the sun, before it departed from the sun, it was on a higher madrega than when it departs from the sun. In other words, Atzilus is itself in a state of Gilui. Before it was Atzilus, it was in a state of Ascalus and higher than Atzilus. When Atzilus wasn't yet Begilui and was included in Ein Sof, it was in a higher Madrege. So the creation of Atzilus is Yerida Meir Panav Yizbarach. Since the creation of Atzilus is Yerida Meir Panav Yizbarach, you cannot say that the Kavana Sabriya, because you cannot say the Eibishter created the world, because Beshvila Yerida. Frega Kasha. Atzilus can't be the Kavana. Why? Because before Atzilus was created, it was in a higher Madrege. And now that it was created, in front of Yizbarach, and Asiya is what? Before the Eibishter created it, it was one with the Eibishter. Now that the Eibishter created it, it's in a state of Tachnish Achlamat Eimenu. It's also in front of Yizbarach. So the Rebbe does something very interesting. He brings the second word, the very bottom page, Nun Zion, three lines in the bottom. He says, Oid Zoyz Kim Vor Betanya. Hail for the Hem Yidin Vor Yizbarach. And he explains it for about 10 lines of page Nunches. And then he skips to a third point, which I'm going to get to soon. And in the next paragraph, he goes back and explains more the idea of Yiridei Me'epanav Yizbarach. The Rebbe brings 3 points of Yiridei Patachtonim. And after he brings all 3 points, he goes back and explains the second and the third point. The second point is, Atzilus can't be the Kavana because it's Yiridei Me'epanav Yizbarach. Elam Hazeh could be the Kavana because it's not the Kavana. Have a Pashta Kasha, it's not true. Elam Hazeh also comes from the Eibishter. And before Elam Hazeh came from the Eibishter, it was one with the Eibishter. Now Elam Hazeh exists in a way of Faket, it's a bigger entity even than Atzilus. How could you say that the Kavana is not Beshvila Atzilus? Could it be one of his Barach, but the Kavana is Beshvila Asiyah? So the Rebbe goes on into a Sugi. And there's Marama Kemis missing here. This, he brings a Hefresh Ben Yesh La'oyer, the last words on page Dunches. There's for sure a source for this. I don't know, someplace buried deep in Imre Bina somewhere, in some exotic Maimon, there's a Sugi in Chassidus called Oyer and Yesh. What's the difference between Oyer and Yesh? Oyer and Yesh. And I'll give you a shtickle vort. You should know that Oyer is like Yesh Mayayin. Oyer is like Yesh Mayayin. What is the rule by Yesh Mayayin? That the Yesh has to be created by the Ayin every single second. It will disappear, right? It's exactly the same thing with Oyer Moir. The Moir has to constantly recreate the Oyer, or it will vanish. So in terms of his chachus, in terms of making something new, Oyer is as dependent upon Moir as Yesh is upon Ayin, except for one thing. That how does Oyer become renewed from the Moir, from Kiruv and Dveikus and Gilui? The Oyer never forgets that it's Moir. And Yesh, which is Mishava B'chol Rega, is made to forget that it comes from the Moir. Right, from the Ayin. In other words, Oyer and Yesh have in common that they're both his chachos. And because they're both his chachos, they have to constantly be renewed. But in the case of Eir, you see the renewal. And the case of Yesh, you see only Helam Behest. Or as Eir puts it in the Maimir, nobody has to convince you that Eir comes from Moir. Nobody has to convince you that Eir comes from the Mebish, and you see it and you feel it. When it comes to Yesh, maybe you have Rayas. A Pisechel, you can prove that the world can't have always existed, somebody must have made it, and so forth and so on. But when you look at the world for face value, you see Yeshus. And it brings to Tanya against the Kedish Chof. This is Moshe Shon Atzmus, that only Atzmus has the keich to create something in Eifin of Yesh and separation and so forth and so on. So the Rebbe says, Lochem, page Nuntes, please. Let's say 12 lines from the top, maybe 13, Gilui. Lochem, says the Rebbe, Ein ze inyan shal yirida k'mei be'atzilus. You cannot call the creation of Yesh Velam Haza yirida as you would call Atzilus. Then when it comes to Atzilus, you would say, Shalayay, say Megili Mekere, since Atzilus is created like Eir and Moir. And there's taka, constant dependency of Eir and Moir. But it happens in a way of Kiruv. Hareza Yirid is considered a Yirid Kivan Shabayese Behelim. When the Eir was included in the Moir, it was even more in a state of Dveikis. Huba Madrega Nalas Yese was even higher. Eir is Batal Delakus. Before Eir became Eir, it was even more Batal Delakus. It's like lighting one candle for the next Lechsem Uma. Atzilus is either upon his Baruch. Why? Because before the Eibishter made the Yid, it was in a higher state. Mashen Kenelam Haz, before the Eibishter made it, it was Ayin. And now it's Yesh. Because in its state of Yeshus, it doesn't know its source, it's not the Yidim upon his Baruch. Can you please tell me the Hezbollah? What's the Rebbe saying here? There are 2 points here. The first point is Mashen Ken. The creation of the Yesh is new because it happened in such a way that the essence of godliness is concealed. To create a Yesh as a new Metzias. Now the next words is a separate inyan, which I'll get to momentarily. Now what's the pshat in these words? In other words, how is the idea that a Yesh is created by Derech Hischachos resolving the issue of Alehem Yidim Epon of Yizbarach? Now it seems to me that the Rebbe is saying 2 things. The second thing is the V'yoyidzayis, which we'll get to momentarily. First point is that Yeshus is Chiddush. And I'm going to tell you how I understand it. I'm not entirely sure that this is correct, but this is how I've always understood it. And that is, what is Yeshus? Yeshus is independence. Independence means I don't need Kach V'Kach. And of course, ultimately, what does independence mean? I don't need the Eibishter. Now, the Eibishter's independence is Emes, because he's truly independent. Our Emes is the biggest lie in the world. We are very dependent. We need the Eibishter b'chol rega v'rega. In other words, the idea of Yeshus is sheker. It's false. Through Avoida, we're not going to make Yesh disappear. We're going to make Yesh Emes. And he says a little bit later on the page that Yesh amiti spiegelt sich up b'hayesh hanivra. That Yochel HaYesh HaNivra LaHagia V'lihi Yesh Bechidus Yesh Amiti. In other words, through Avoida, the lie is going to become true. But at the moment, the Yeshus of this world is a Sheker. Now, I want to ask you a very, very dumb question. When an idea is true, does it matter whether people know it or not? If nobody knows a certain truth, does the truth exist? And of course, the answer is if it's a real truth, it absolutely exists. What about a lie? If nobody believes a lie, does a lie exist? And of course, again, the obvious answer is, since lies are lies, their only reality is that they are believed. And calls them on that they aren't believed, they simply don't exist. So if Yeshus is Sheker, where was this Sheker before the Eibishter made it? And the answer is it didn't exist. Atzilus is Gili Elokus, or it's Emes. It may not be Emes Lamite, but it's on some level an inyan of Emes. So consequently, the Atzilus is Yiridim Epon of Yizbarach. Since Atzilus is Emes, before it was Alakut in a state of Gilu, it was in a state of Alakut in a state of Etzem and Helam, it was even a higher Emes. But since Elam Hazeh is a Sheker, Yeshus is a lie, before the Eibishter created this Yesh lie, the Yesh lie simply was not. And therefore you can't say about Asir that it's a Yiridim Epon of Yizbarach, because it's not a Yirid, it's a Yizchachos. This is how I've always taught this Maim, and this is how I understand this point. And then there is the V'yoyidzeis. And the V'yoyidzeis is saying that in addition to the first idea, that you cannot say about a Sida, it's a Yidim Epon of Yizbarach, because it's a Chiddush, meaning to say before the Eibishter created it simply wasn't because it's Metzias, it's Sheker, there was the second point. The second point is that in Gashmias you have Atzmus. That the Vort is that since Yesh Meyayin requires Keach Atzmus, it's B'chalma Yidim. That's the Vort. And Sof Kol Sof, you're going to reveal Atzmus here, right? The Rebbe brings the Lashon. Yochel HaYesh HaNivra, 8 lines in the bottom. Yochel HaYesh HaNivra LaGia V'li Yeis, Bebechinus Yesh HaMiti, parenthesis, Kein Isa HaLashon B'chsidus. V'lachein Yesh Dekech Atzmus B'anevroyim, B'chdei Sha'idei Aveder, Yisev Kel Seif, Yesh HaNivra Chin Yesh HaMiti. Atzilus is only Giluyim. And Giluyim means it's a Ha'ara from what was before, that's a Yerida from before. Since it's Yeshus, is Mushrish in Atzmus. So even though it looks like an incredible Yerida, before it's Atzmus, it's now it's Yeshus, the Emes is it's not a Yerida, because hidden in this world is Atzmus, and Sof Kol Sof, we're going to be able to Megala Atzmus in Elam Hazeh. Or you have Yerida because it's only a Ha'ara. If Atzmus, wherever Atzmus is Nimshich, it's the whole of Atzmus. So what's the Pshat in Tane? Atzilus is Yiridim Epon of Yizbarech, Because we're talking about Eid. Eid is not Atzmus. Gilui of Eid is less than the Eid where it was in the state of Dvekas. Yeshus is Mushish and Atzmus. So the Yeshus, Be'emes, is Atzmus. So it's not the Pshat. It's not a Yerida, even though it is a Yerida. It's not a Yerida, even though it looks like a Yerida. It looks like a Yerida because you don't see a Lakus. It's not a Yerida because Atzmus is here. And Sof Kol Sof, you're going to be Megala Atzmus and show that it was never a Yerida. He's talking about Dira B'Tachtonim and saying you have to say the Kavanah Sabri is Dira B'Tachtonim. Number one, the Kavanah is Dira B'Tachtonim because why? Because it's the Sof, and if it's the Sof, it has to be the Kavanah. And number two, because in Elam Hazeh you have Atzmus, and Atzmus is not Yerida M'Parim Yisbarach. Mashenik and Atzilus is Yerida M'Parim Yisbarach. Third Vart, the end of the previous page, Nunches, V'Eid Raya. Because Atzilus is only Giluyim. And El Mazeh is Atzmus. And you cannot say that the Kavonah is B'Shil HaGiluyim. What is the Rebbe's Raya that Atzilus is only Giluyim? What is the Rebbe's Raya that Atzilus is only Giluyim? Because there's Eser. There's Chalkus. He pilpels is the Eser Mitzad Kalim, or perhaps also the Eser Mitzad Oir. The idea that you have division. The Eibishter is one. How could you have 10? Is it right that you're outside of the Eibishter? And because outside of the Eibishter, you're able to have 10, which is a right that we're talking about Giluyim, and you cannot say that the Kavanah of the Shilah Gilui, Atmos is high the Giluyim. And Elam Hazeh is what? The only one, huh? Just you. If Atzilus is as Chalkos, Hotach Elam Hazeh 100 Molazephil is Chalkos. I think the word is that in Atzilus, the Esesiris of Atzilus are Gilui. As separate. Elam Hazeh, you have to have a Gevaldike Ribui. But you only have a Gevaldike Ribui because the Atzmus is in a state of Helam. The moment you're Megala, how in this world there's really Atzmus, you remove the Ribui. Mashenkin and Atzilus, you're never going to remove the Ribui. That's the state of Atzilus Gilui. So Atzilus is Ribui. Elam Hazeh looks like it's more Ribu, yeah? Elam Hazeh looks like it's not the Eibishter either. Just like it's true that this world is Atmos, like he explained. Because the Keach, Atmos creates this world. And that Sof Kol Sof, you get him in Megala Atmos. Al Derech Zeh, the Ribu, which you see in this world, is rooted in the Helam Vahester. When you're Megala Atmos, you have Atmos. Mashenki and Atzilus, you'll always have Hester. And it's not the pshat that you're going to bring the Eibishter in, you're going to show the Eibishter was here the whole time. Look at the Lashon in the Maimon. Yochol hayesh hanivra lagia v'lihi yois. It doesn't say to know, it says to be. Bechilas yesh ha'amiti. And of course he ties this into Kishma. Shmeneser, Kishma is Atzilus, Shmeneser is being mamshach alakos into the lower world and so forth. So what's the bottom line? The bottom line is that Dira B'Tachtoinim is a bigger Chiddush than being Mamshech, the world's up until Lakus. Because Mamshech, the world's up until Lakus, you're Mamshech them only into Giluyim. When you're bringing Oyd B'Mokah Machoyshech, you're Megal Atzmus. And that is the Yisrein of Chanukah Licht over the Menad and the Beis HaMikdash and the Menad of Shabbos candles. And the part of the Maimah which we still have to understand, I think, is that the Rebbe says the koyach of Chanukah Licht comes from the Neid in the Beis HaMikdash, and at the same time the koyach of Chanukah Licht goes beyond the Neid in the Beis HaMikdash. I think this is the Maimon more or less. Neir Chanukah mitzvaso mishtish mechama davke ki kavora neir Chanukah lohar gam mes hachoyshech el mes biyah mes hatachten shir begili ha'atmos.